This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This is a big moment in the family history of Ancestry.com. The genealogy website is going to be taken over by a private equity group. The price tag is about $1.6 billion, which does kind of make you go, wow, that's a lot of money for a bunch of family trees. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek-Smith has the logic behind the price point.
Ancestry.com has around 2 million subscribers. They pay as much as $35 a month for the chance to delve into the site's archives. Ancestry.com's been international for years, but now plans a major push into Europe.
There is some ripening of the market.
Elaine Collins is with BrightSolid, which owns family history websites all over the world. She says interest in Ancestry is on the rise in Europe as more people leave their home countries to find work elsewhere in the European Union.
The more migration and dislocation there is, it plays to this human instinct of wanting to understand our roots more.
Here in the U.S., Ancestry.com pretty much owns that market, but its stock has been sagging. Tech analyst Laura Didio says it can be hard for a company built on a steady revenue stream to excite investors.
Let's face it, it's not the same as being a Cisco or an Apple, where you were going to have a new product that comes out every 6 months.
Ancestry.com is getting into the DNA business and the software business, but its real expansion power lies in its brand, says Brad McCarty with trade publication The Next Web.
The secret sauce to their success is going to be business development deals.
AKA partnerships. Ancestry.com did have a TV show, Who Do You Think You Are, on NBC. It's been canceled. But the BBC version of the show is still going strong. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.